Hey, welcome to Farm Talk. A Thursday edition is here. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Jamie Dickerman in for Eric Johnson. You know, one of the issues that has been in the background, and a lot of people have been talking about it, there's been a lot of stress and a lot of consternation about this happening, but AM radio, and chances are you're listening to AM radio right now. Pretty good bet you are, if you're listening to this. And you might be listening to it in your vehicle right now. And if you are, know that there are some entities out there that want to make that not available to you anymore. They want to take AM radio out of vehicles. And so that has been an issue that's been talked about for quite some time now. And there has been a public outcry from members of Congress, the FCC officials, and former Federal Emergency Management Agency administrators about taking AM radio out of a vehicle. Tens of millions of weekly listeners. AM radio is a pretty popular way for Americans to stay connected to national and local news, sports, entertainment, all that stuff, right? Highly important to us in the agriculture community. Getting those weather updates from MidCare, getting crop reports, other information to farmers and ranchers. AM stations serving as just a great source of information. And despite all of that, there have been some automakers that have removed AM radio as a feature on electric vehicles and signaled that they may remove AM radio from new models of internal combustion engine vehicles in the future. So there's been a lot of talk about that. And so Congress has been pushed to enact the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio as a standard feature in vehicles. And a person who has been an outspoken proponent to keep AM radio in cars is Sean Voskal. He is the AARP Oklahoma State Director. Had a chance to catch up with Sean recently about and talk about this very issue.
Bet it's a great to be here. This is a great atmosphere to talk real issues. And AARP has more than 6 million members that live in rural America. And so it's important that we're here and making sure the rural folks know that there are issues out there that are important to you.
Absolutely. And one of those things, you know, it's near and dear to our hearts, of course, is AM radio. And it sort of came up a while back about how the automakers were deciding whether or not to keep AM radio in vehicles. And since then, there's been a lot of support saying, hey, we need to do this. AARP, one of those that is behind this.
Well, it's extremely important when you think about the demographics, and the majority of AM radio listeners are older. It's a source of information not only for safety, but connecting in the community and economic development. It's so important to rural America and our members. So we support that. We hope that Congress will make the time, make it a priority before the next Congress starts, because there's time now to get it done. And so we just need to encourage our members of Congress to make that an agenda, make that on the priority, and get it passed, and it's much needed.
It just feels like it's one of those issues that shouldn't be a whole lot of negative, people fighting this issue. And it seems like any time you talk to anybody in Washington, they're all for it. But it seems like even though they're all for it, it's not happening.
And that's the problem out there. You've got competing interests, and folks are focusing on other issues. And they're saying, well, it's a good issue. Then why not put it on the agenda? If it's bipartisan, hey, that doesn't happen very often. Let's get it done. So, we got a new administration coming in, and hopefully this is on the list of things to get accomplished. But again, if we don't push our members of Congress to do it, it won't happen. So as they're at home, reach out to them and say, let's put that on the agenda and get that voted for. It's an easy, it's bipartisan. Let's get it done.
Sean, thanks for taking time today.
You bet. Thank you.
That is Sean Voskal. He is State Director for Oklahoma's AARP. Had a chance to chat with him about this issue and AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, waiting on it to actually be approved. The House Energy and Commerce Committee approved the AM for Every Vehicle Act, which mandates that automakers include AM radio in new vehicles without additional charges. The bill passed a committee on a roll call vote of 45-2, now sitting in the full House for a final approval. It's just one of those things that hasn't gotten done yet. It's sort of kind of the way of things in Washington, isn't it?